Yeah, we found fish in the river this time, and were able to pull it off on the first day, and then on the second day, we got second.
So you say you're fishing from a river. I mean, that wasn't a normal lake. This was a river?
It was on a lake, but we went up the river.
That's allowed?
Yeah.
That's allowed. Pretty much you can go any place you want?
Yeah, any place that you want that connects to the body of water without, like, loading the boat up and traveling somewhere.
All right. Matt, no question, a great trip. You finished high. I mean, you won some hardware, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. We got a big old trophy, so that's always good to close off our high school career with a big trophy. The tournament was nice. First day, we were able to put some fish in the boat, some good quality fish in the boat. We went up the river a couple miles and threw some sandbars, and were able to find our way up there and catch some fish.
I'm going to have you move in just a little bit there. Just pull it. Grab it like a rock star. So was everybody catching fish that day?
There was a few teams that didn't do as well. The size limit was only 12 inches, so we knew people were probably going to be able to pull in the limit. So we figured if we wanted a chance to win, we couldn't have anything under 15 inches, and that's what we did. So
second place overall, Ryan. How close were you at first, from first?
We won the first day.
Okay.
And then the second day was a different organization, but I think we were like a pound away, weren't we?
Yeah, something like that.
Pretty close.
Yeah.
If the last couple of fish just would have been a little bit bigger, you probably could have got first.
Yeah. Well, we actually only had four that day, and the limit's five per bag. Mm-hmm. So I think there was a few teams with five, but we had heavier fish.
Now, this was the last meet of the season, correct?
Yeah. We had a few trail tournaments early in the year over in like August and October and September. We did all right. We got second in the first one, and then I think like fifth or sixth in the second one. We didn't do very good at Elwood. And then we went up to the river, except it was below the dam up by Yankton, and we got third, I believe, there. And then we came back and had another tournament here just last month at McConaughey, and we were a couple points behind the trail seedings, so we knew we needed to pull off a couple wins in order to win that trail, and we won at McConaughey, and then we won just a couple days ago, so we were able to win the trail there.
So you're keeping track of all these point standings and everything. I'm sure it's all on your phone, yep. Stuff like that. You're just kind of going along, we need to do this in order to do that, right?
Yep, we got to calculate all the scenarios and everything. We needed us to win and then two other guys to fall back, so...
Do the dads kind of take over the point standings to kind of keep you updated on stuff?
Yeah, the tournament manager kind of does that and sends us emails and stuff. So
that's good. You really don't have to worry about it. You got enough to worry about trying to catch fish, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Who caught the biggest one out of you two?
Well, the first day it was me. I caught a 4-pounder. And then the second day Ryan had it with a 3.5-pounder. So...
What'd you use? Lures? Or what'd you do?
We are throwing frogs in the backwater of the river where it was shallow, and the fish were sitting about 6 inches of water. So we had some opportunities on the frogs and just couldn't really connect on that last day. So we were able to put four in the boat and get second.
You just never know when the fish are going to be biting and when they're not, right?
Yep.
Talk about the boat situation. That came into play, and I'm sure there's a longer story to it, but everything. But a little boat situation. Is that right, Ryan?
Yeah. Well, me and Darren thought Matthew was there then, too. We thought we kind of had a track going through the river, and we came on plane coming back, and I put her up on a sandbar.
You didn't mean to.
No. It's just there kind of all of a sudden. It's kind of hard to see in the water. And those waters change, like the level changes all the time with the dam above it. It runs about 4 hours a day. So
that's probably something you've never done before.
Put it on a sandbar?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
Or have you done something like that just, you know, on accident?
No, I didn't think that was a first.
That was a first. But you had a backup, thank goodness, right?
Yeah, we had a backup 6 hours away. But
and who came to save the day for you?
Austin Smith.
Yeah. God bless him.
Yeah, I met my dad in Grand Island, and we were able to get my boat up there and able to have a boat.
So you met halfway?
Yep.
Very yeah. good. So you lost some time. Did you lose some time on the water then?
Yeah, we did lose a couple hours on the water, but I don't know. We pretty much already knew that there was fish in the area, so it was probably nice for them to give them a break.
Got to mention your rest of your teammates. You were the high point getters this year, but you got some other teammates, a few we've talked before, and yeah, do you have some new faces this year as well?
Yeah, we had Cole Graham and Kenyon Hosek again. They didn't do too very hot. Yeah, me. Then we had Cade Beebe and Reese. Then we had Caden Williamson and Overton. So it's always good to have these guys coming back for our program next year since we won't be there. So
keep it going, right?
Yep.
So what can you give me a run out of some other teams? Was anybody here from like our area that competed along with you guys?
There's a couple guys up in Holdridge that competed, and then we got some good buddies up in Kearney that we always shoot the breeze with. So
pretty much everybody knows everybody, don't they?
Yep. I mean, when we were younger, we always thought everybody was kind of buttholes, but, you know, getting a lot older, we talk a lot to them, and we're able to get some friendship grown. So
yeah, a little rivalry as you get old, your younger days, but you get to know them. Hey, they're pretty nice guys, aren't they?
Yep.
They might share a few secrets with you now and then.
Yeah, they always ask for us as secrets. It doesn't really seem like we get any in return. So.
But in the end, second place finish, and you qualified for another tournament coming up here in a couple of weeks. Is that right?
Yeah. We're going to Florence, Alabama on Lake Pickwick. So that'll be pretty fun.
Now, this is a national world championship tournament.
Yeah.
Is this similar to what you went to last year?
Yeah. We went to this one last year. This one's the TBF one, and then the BASS will be later in the year in August.
So will you go to that one too?
Yeah.
You qualified for that one too?
Yeah, we're qualified for it from last year, actually.
Wasn't the one last year we talked about where the fishing was? Was it South Carolina?
Yeah, that's where this one is actually again this year.
You got to go back again.
Yeah.
Wow.
This time we might have something to actually do, though, so might have a little better of a plan.
Just what do you do? I mean, if they're not biting, they're not biting. What do you do?
I don't know. I don't know.
Should be a better time of year, though, in August than June.
Okay, different part of the season, better fishing in fall than in maybe early summer.
Yeah. It's pretty hot that time of year down there, too.
Sure. How about this one in Alabama? Do you know a lot about it?
We've been trying to do some research, but there's quite a bit of tournaments held on that lake, so.
I take it the dads are once again going to make all the going with you and supporting everything, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. You're bringing an extra boat this time?
Probably not. That's too long of a haul.
I was going to say, Alabama's not quite. Halfway to Alabama would be where that Austin would have to meet you at this time.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just making sure that the boats work and don't go on a sandbar, right?
Yeah.
So, preparing for this tournament, how do you prepare? Do you prepare at all for it or just keep fishing?
Kind of just keep fishing, but do some research like YouTube and study up on some websites of how people are catching fish down there, I guess.
Is there information out there, videos that on that certain lake, how the fishing's going?
Oh, yeah, that's a big tournament lake for the national, for the older guys. So the Bassmaster, or not the Bassmaster, the MLF held a couple tournaments there this season, so we're able to go back and watch that. It was just a couple weeks ago, actually, so some recent videos here to watch, and yep.
So that'll be, that's 4 day tournament, 22nd to the 25th, is that right?
Yeah, and a couple days of pre-fishing, so.
The whole week?
Yeah.
How good is life? You can just stand on the lake all day, week and fish, right?
Yep. Let's hopefully it's not too hot. So
that's true. Oh boy, yeah, Alabama in June. Whoo, storms, hot weather.
Oh yeah,
bring the mosquito spray because they're going to be swarming like you know what, won't they?
Yep,
you bet. So yeah, you guys both just graduated. What's it feel like to be out of school and getting ready for college? Maybe not. What's the future? What are you going to do now?
I'm going to Southeast in Milford for diesel technology.
Okay, very good. How about you?
I'm going to MCC, going to get my gen eds done, and hopefully make a fishing team down there. So
really?
Yeah.
Very good.
I think Ryan's going to be on the fishing team down there at Southeast too.
Did they have a, team down there?
The youth director of BASS said that they do. I didn't know that they did, but
you're going to look into it, right?
Yep.
You're taking your rods and reels and tackle box. I'll be down there. If you got a team, I'm on it.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Any other tournaments besides this one coming up in June and then August or anything else to keep you summer busy?
We might have a few club tournaments that we might be able to go to. Other than that, pretty much just all fun fishing.
Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, no problem.